Keep your heads up, family, and fill yourselves with the joy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let's get started with the verse of the day, Thursday, April 8, 2021. And it's Psalms 11:7. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. And remember, family, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in you at the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And everyone that's watching knows Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1, the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. And as you can see right here, last night, Damascus got hit. And it says, 4 Syrian soldiers injured in alleged Israeli airstrikes on Damascus. And when you scroll down, it says a large explosion was heard near the border between Israel and Lebanon during the strikes after a Syrian air defense missile was fired at an Israeli aircraft. And again, it says 4 Syrian soldiers were injured and material damage was reported after an alleged Israeli airstrike targeted Damascus on Wednesday night. And it also says the airstrikes targeted sites belonging to the Syrian military and Iranian-backed militias near the Damascus International Airport and in the south and west of the Syrian capital. And they're claiming that at least 12 people were killed in the strikes, including at least 2 dead from the Syrian military. And to wrap it up, it says on Thursday morning after the airstrikes, the airspace above the Golan Heights east of the Jordan River was closed to all flights above 5,000 feet. And there's a video of it right here, family. And there's some images right underneath, and you can see that it is in the city. And I just showed you Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. And this is very sad, family, because millions of people are going to be killed. But here's what's great, and I love sharing this. It's Isaiah chapter 19, verse 1. 2 chapters later, the burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. And when Jesus Christ comes to get us, he said, there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, just like right now, family. And the rapture signs and confirmations are pouring in. And we're working on the strongest video that we've ever worked on. And the sword is coming. So I had to get this warning out. Because Syria has been annihilated. And now, for the first time, missiles are hitting the capital, Damascus. Israel's been hitting the airport and the outskirts of Damascus, but this is the first time that they actually hit inside the capital. And it's only a matter of time before, overnight, Damascus is a ruinous heap. So you know this is the home stretch, family, so keep your heads up. And I'll wrap it up with the signs and the sun, moon, and stars right where Jesus Christ said they would be. And this is the last day that the moon, Jupiter, and Saturn will be all lined up. And on April 12th, the legendary split-second green flash occurs. And on that same day, and going into the 13th, depending where you live, the new moon is expected at 2:30 UTC time on April 12th. And Jesus Christ is guiding us along, family. And when you go to the Strong's Bible Concordance for 2:30, in Greek it means truly, and in Hebrew it means sure, assured. And if we're still here on April 27th, the full moon is expected at 3:31 Universal Time. And that's the second supermoon of this quadrilogy. And when you go to Bible Strong's Concordance for 3:31, in Greek, it's that which is laid up. And in Hebrew, it's to shut up. And on Israel 365 News, right now it says Israel's bracing for Iran to possibly strike from their own territory. And there's a ton of videos going around about Israel's Messiah showing up. But it's obviously, definitely not their false Messiah. And if you've been following our videos for the last 4 months, family, we've been showing you and tracking Comet 323, the same date that the Israeli election was on, March 23rd, and so much more. And we've been showing you that the definition means a showing forth. And when you scroll down, it's right there. Until the day when he was announced. The day of his shewing to the people as the forerunner of the Messiah. It's talking about John the Baptist being the forerunner for the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And this is gigantinormous confirmation, family. He's been showing us this. Comet 323 is a showing forth, letting us know that Jesus Christ is coming to get us. And it's also a showing forth, letting us know that there will be a forerunner before the Antichrist takes over. And we showed you this. We've been showing you this. When you go back to January, the first new moon of the year was January 13th. And it was expected at 5 o'clock UTC time. And when you go to Strong's Bible Concordance for 500 in Greek, it is Antichrist. That's the definition. And when you go to Hebrew, it's God ascends. And last time Jesus Christ ascended was on Ascension Day. And this year, it's on May 13th, the day before Israel's birthday. Ooh, I just got filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Father. He's guiding us to the rapture, family. Hold fast. He's coming to get us. I'm being blown up with your Holy Spirit, Father. Thank you. It's confirmation. It's comforting. It's Jesus Christ. He's coming to get us, family. Malachi 4:5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And as you can see, the crowd is in a frenzy. They're going wild over this man. Like he might have the spirit of Elijah. And they say he has a photographic memory. And as you can see right here, they're kissing his hand. He's very important and very special to them. And remember, this is Old Testament, family. So maybe they believe that this is Elijah. Or that he has the spirit of Elijah. To us, that's what makes the most sense. Because God's been pointing this out and showing us that this was coming for months now, fam. And Comet 323 is leading the way. A showing forth. And right now, it's right at the feet of the twins. An asteroid barrel is right behind Comet 323, trailing it. And the prophet Daniel, our brother, said that God looked like barrel. And we are the body of Christ. So asteroid barrel will definitely be playing a major, gigantinormous part in the rapture, family. And we're going to keep watching the signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars until Jesus Christ comes to get us. And there's so much more, but I'll wrap it up with this. And first, the best place in the whole wide world to be is with Jesus Christ. Studying the Word, Jesus Christ. And this reminds us of Jesus Christ coming like lightning. And it says, Sprite season begins. Spring is the season for sprites. And they're extraordinary. And he said, these were my first big sprites of the season. They were so bright that I saw a couple of them with my unaided eyes. Sprites are a weird form of lightning that leap up from powerful thunderstorms. And the storm's coming, family. So stay planted on the rock, our foundation, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.